Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we are sitting here before you and your Word, knowing that you want to teach us more things about you and your ways and about your Son, Jesus Christ. So I pray today that you will teach us according to your truth by your Holy Spirit, and may we learn to live in a manner that is pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 5. After giving the approval to the suggestion of his servants to search the Persian Empire for fair young virgins, King Ahasuerus now waited to discover which one of them would be his new queen. In chapter 2 and verse 5 of the book of Esther, our story introduces a new main character with whom the will of God will be fulfilled. We read, "Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite." Our verse begins, "Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai." It was important to the writer of Esther that we know where this new character was located, in Shushan the palace, because it shows the proximity that he had to the throne. We remember that Shushan was the winter residence of the kings of Persia. We learn also that this man was a Jew. This is the first time this word is used in the Bible, and it means of the kingdom of Judah. And his name was Mordecai, which means little man. We shall see that regardless of his name, Mordecai was anything but little in his manner of living. Mordecai was a descendant of the tribe of Benjamin and came through Jair, which means he enlightens, Shimei, which means renown, and Kish, which means bent. Some may remember that King Saul in Israel came from Kish as well. The idea here is to allow us as readers to know a little background on Mordecai as he enters the story. We can keep in mind that all of these things are not just incidental accidents, but rather that God Almighty is involved well in advance of Mordecai's necessary part in this story. Mordecai's proximity to the throne and his perfect lineage put him in the exact place and purpose for God to fulfill his plan. As we read about Mordecai, we may wonder, who is in our lives at this point that God may be using to direct or save us? Is their proximity to us something that God may use? Is their background and past part of his master plan for fulfilling the purpose in our lives? Perhaps we are as Mordecai and have proximity and background for someone else's plan and purpose. As we continue our story in the days ahead, let us not forget the divine hand and ways of God that go well beyond our own understanding are going to be employed in this book. As we do, we will trust him more and more with the direction of our own lives as well. Next time, we will learn more details about Mordecai, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.